A bill that effectively cuts the governor out of the process of filling a vacant legislative seat is headed to the Idaho House. James Dawson reports.
Right now, when a legislative seat is empty, local party officials in that district send the governor three names of people they want to take that office. A bill passed out of the House State Affairs Committee yesterday that would require districts to send only one name. Some Republican officials have been miffed that the top picks from these local districts have been passed over recently, including last month's appointment of Representative Tim Remington, who was the third choice. Assistant House Majority Leader Jason Monks said it's not appropriate for the governor to have this kind of say over what should be a local decision.
I think this is between the representatives of the district, and that's the precinct committeeman. Without having another election, that's the closest thing we can do.
But some Republicans, as well as Democrats, have concerns about taking the governor out of the process as a check on the balance of power. The bill now heads to the House floor for consideration. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.